Welcome to Making Our Way Forward, a podcast where we share compelling life stories and learn from the experience of everyday entrepreneurs. At NACI, we celebrate diversity and invite you to join the conversation as we talk to entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial leaders from all walks of life. We hope that by telling their stories, we bring you inspiration, empower you to take action, and ignite entrepreneurship in your community. Hello, everyone. I'm Rebecca Corbin, and it's really my honor to serve as the leader of NACI, especially during this time. It's always been very important to me to support community colleges as open access institutions. And several years ago, Jeff, I got really inspired about entrepreneurship. It was never part of my thought process. I never thought of myself as an entrepreneur, but I started to see that entrepreneurship was really more about growth mindset. So as we launched the Making Our Way Forward podcast, I really want to think about the stories that aren't told. You know, those people, much like myself, that never thought of themselves as entrepreneurs, the people in coal distressed communities, people all over the country, whether they're in small towns or living in cities, and what inspires them. So I'm just happy to be here with you. I love working with you. I love the work that we do. And this is an exciting journey.
Indeed, Becky, I'm so happy to be here with you. I agree. The time that I've spent in my career as an educator, I've always seen myself as someone who wanted to have just authentic experiences. I always see myself as a educator, innovator, if you will. I always told my parents and people around me, if I had an opportunity to create space for people to experience transformation, that I wanted to do that. And so when I came here to NACI, NACI has given me an opportunity to live and dwell in this space, to think and to dream with others, and to think about, you know, how we can help other people pursue the journey of thinking about who they are, thinking about where they're going, thinking about their lives. So I'm so excited to be here with you with Making Our Way Forward. I think it's going to be an opportunity for us to invite a lot of our listeners into thinking about their journeys, thinking about some of the things that, especially with this year and everything that we've experienced and went through, some of the ways that they've had to be entrepreneurial, some of the ways in which that they've had to, you know, find opportunities and think about their challenges as opportunities to move forward and do new things. So excited to be here.
Yeah, as you were talking, Jeff, I was thinking about when I joined NACI 6 years ago, and it was, you know, just a wonderful but very small nonprofit, and what we've grown into the last 5 or 6 years. And you've been a key part of that. I think about the work that you do in equity, diversity, and inclusion, and how much I've learned from that. I had the real privilege of doing my doctoral work at Wilmington University in Delaware, and I was actually the minority in my doctoral cohorts. I had the honor of developing a family of men and women who had a different life experience than me. And I learned a lot about that journey. And it's always sort of weighed on my heart, like, what am I supposed to do with this? And I had a conversation with Pam Ettinger, who's the president of Bunker Hill Community College, maybe 4 or 5 years ago now. And she said to me, she said, equity needs to be core to entrepreneurship, and it's your job to figure it out. And I remember thinking, like, well, how are we going to do that? And then we had the opportunity to search for your position. And so I went back to some of my classmates and I said, how can we find an African American leader who's an educator, who's passionate, who's authentic? And so we started working through some of the Black fraternities and the Black churches. And then lo and behold, we got your application. And here we are. And I think about 2020, like you said, and I think about us opening up our office, this beautiful office we have in the Research Triangle. We opened it and then we shut it down. And I remember at the time, thinking about, you know, my role, obviously, as a CEO, is like, oh, my goodness, we've just hired all these people. And, you know, how are we going to make this work? And as I was sort of grappling with some of those financial issues, a lot of the social unrest happened. And I'd love for you to maybe share with our audience what that experience was like and how it sort of formed some of our core focus areas moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. So prior to working in NACI, I was living in Appalachia. And Appalachia is a place of both hope and despair. It's a beautiful region, but there's also a lot of challenges there. And so while living there, I had an opportunity to really think about, as an educator, you know, just as people who want to kind of pursue the common good and see good things happen, how do we take those challenges and move forward? So I got to do a lot of thinking about that. I got to have an opportunity to kind of rally around a group of educators, a group of community leaders who were thinking about some of the similar things. And so that was kind of a foundation for me before moving here to work at NACI headquarters. And so that prepared me for, you know, some of the things that we would be facing that I, you know, didn't quite know we would be facing, like, really early on. You know, as soon as I moved here, it was the unrest started with the death of George Floyd. And so we started to really have to think about what does it mean for us as an organization to engage with that in a meaningful way. You know, it was one of those things that was it was heavy, you know, and it was very real. But it also gave us the opportunity to begin to dream about what our organization could be and the impact that we could actually have. And so that's how we got here. We have taken the opportunity to start to dream, to think about how we help support people as they are making their way forward, to think about how we support our communities, our educators, our leaders, as we have been given the task of having to reimagine our lives together. And so this work is something that is very, very needed at this time. It's very necessary. And so I take it as both a responsibility, but also a privilege and an honor to be able to, you know, have a space to do meaningful work and to work with people like you and all our other staff to be working together to help move forward. You know, we are people who earlier this year we got to lead people into a lament where we, you know, we didn't quickly turn away from the issue or the problem. We stared it in the face, but that lament led us to a place of hope. And gave us the opportunity to start to dream about many, many things, one of them being a mobile innovative lab, one of them being an initiative that we're working on called Healing Communities that takes some of the challenges that we have and helps us support others as they dream about racial equity, about community health, about economic vitality, and how we can all be a part of that. So I am, again, excited to be a part of this work that we're doing. And, you know, and I know you are, too. So I would love to hear more just about what you're thinking and some of the things you've had to kind of pivot through. And just as a leader, what are some of those questions that you've had to ask? Because I know there have been difficult decisions and challenges, and you've had to have that kind of wherewithal and that curiosity and creativity engage those things. So I would love to hear just some of your thinking about this year and some of the initiatives that we have going forward.
Yeah, I love what you said. And looking back on the last 10 months, I mean, we're right here in early January. Again, we're in a tumultuous time. And there's been more unrest. And I think when I reflect back on my life, I think about the challenges, like some of the really difficult things that I went through. And at the time, I remember thinking, like, why is this happening to me? Like, because I always thought, you know, think of sort of the ideal life that's not fraught with, you know, illness and people leaving and, you know, different things like that. And I look back on those times as a real blessing in a way, because they show you, you can be vulnerable and strong, but you have to reach out to other people. So that has been a lesson for me this year, is really thinking about how can I be strong and support my colleagues and our members and people around the country, but really own the fact that I'm only one individual. And it doesn't mean that if I'm struggling, I can't. And I've done that with you before. You know, you and I have had some very meaningful conversations. I remember one time, Jeff, in particular, you really took the opportunity to say, you know, you really wanted to listen to me and you prayed for me. And that has never happened to me before in my career. And, you know, I'm a very spiritual person. You know, I go to church. I embrace all forms of religion. But I thought about how authentic that was and how meaningful that was. And I've never honestly worked with people before that I felt like I could really be my true self, that I didn't have to sort of have everything all worked out. And I think that is the space where the magic happens in entrepreneurship. It's not the space where everything goes perfectly, but it's the space where you step out of your comfort zone. And one of the things I've been thinking about is a coaching experience that I went through the year before the pandemic year. Thank goodness I did that. And my leadership coach, Bill, really challenged me. I mean, he would ask me questions that, quite frankly, I'd never really thought about before. You know, I was so focused on the plan and, you know, working with the board and writing the grant and getting everything done. And he would challenge me to think about things like, what are the most important qualities of a team member? And you know, is things that seem simple, but I came to believe as I sort of did some journaling and recorded that, you know, he would talk about things like character and competency and things like that, that, you know, if you're hiring people, and I feel that our team at NACI, that the Making Our Way Forward team, are people of very high character and competency. And I'm excited because I think that we're all working on things individually and as a team. And so my role, I believe, as a leader is to continue to invest in making myself the best version of myself, which means not being perfect and not doing things that we know are going to work. And as you and I and our teammates have envisioned this mobile innovation lab, I can see it. I walked into work this morning and I envisioned that tour bus, which is going to have a makerspace that's designed by students. It's going to have pop-up tents where we can bring people together in rural communities and meet people where they are. And I think this podcast is going to allow people that opportunity to tell their stories, and what a gift. And I think, you know, I feel in some respects like my life and my career has prepared me to be at this space with you. And yeah. So I'm honored to do that. And I know you and I have started collaborating with others and Ron Thomas on the playbook, the 44 stories that we've already recorded. So I would love it, Jeff, if you would share maybe one or two thoughts that you had from some of the interviews that you've done for our playbook that will be shared through part of this podcast. And I want to share with you when you're done, maybe one quick story of something that I heard that I think is so relevant to the time that we're in.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, I love what you said. I think this podcast is going to be a space where people can bring their whole selves to the table. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we've been able to do with the interviews with the playbook, is we've invited people to bring their stories and their journeys that relates to their kind of own entrepreneurial pursuits, broadly conceived, thinking about the ways that they have sought to make a difference, to make an impact. You know, one of the stories that comes to mind to me as an educator who shared with me about her journey as someone who had been diagnosed with mental illness. And she actually opened up to me and told me that she, through her diagnosis and some of the things that she had suffered in her early life, that she came to a place of really believing that for her, both making and the entrepreneurial mindset is something that saved her, something that brought her, she referred to it as wholeness and freedom. And so she was, she's trained, you know, as a clinical psychologist, and she is also, you know, as an educator, and does a lot of work around making and such. So she talks about, in her interview, she talks about the ways in which she has been able to focus, the ways that she has been able to find purpose and meaning. She talks about the ways in which the redirection of her energy around projects that are entrepreneurial projects and initiatives has been something that has brought her healing. And so I was very inspired by her story and the story of many others. But I'm so excited that we are going to get to bring a number of innovators, educators, and people to share their journeys and to, you know, and to give them an opportunity just to participate in helping us all kind of remake our lives, remake our communities and our businesses, our educational institutions. In light of some of the challenges that we have faced, and to, you know, to have the opportunity to actually see that as, you know, this calling even to be a part of something that's much bigger than us. So, yeah, that is certainly, you know, one of the stories that inspired me. There are many others that I hope we get to bring to our podcast.
That's great. When you were talking, it reminded me of that quote. The wound is where the light enters. Mm. And I think what you said, and I think the courage of people, like the one example, the clinical psychologist that you mentioned, the courage to tell those stories. And I think that's where trust really enters in and part of the culture that we're trying to, you know, kind of weave throughout all of our work. But as we make our way forward and connect with people that I've been really inspired by people trusting us with their stories. And one that I was thinking about was a conversation that I had with Martha Cantor, who hopefully will be on our podcast. And many people remember her as being part of the Obama administration. She was the Undersecretary of Education. And so we had this conversation. She was sitting in her kitchen because I could see her husband sort of milling around in the back. And I asked her the question, as we have with these 44 interviews we've done so far, you know, what inspired her, you know, in education? Because she's an educator, you know, she runs College Promise. So that's something that opens up opportunity. And she took me back to when she was a grade school child. And she was talking about it was during the Boston riots. And she had, I guess, volunteered to be a tutor because she's, you know, just loves reading and just sort of a natural person. And she really had to take a personal risk in a way to fulfill what she had promised to do. Mm-hmm. And I thought about that. And I thought, you know, part of when we were talking about like our own journeys and what Bill, my leadership coach, challenged me to do is really reflect back on what is your own story and how do you tell your story? Because you could tell your story in terms of a person being, you know, a victim or something happens to you or an entitled person. But I think the people that inspire me are not, you know, only the people like Martha that obviously have had, you know, opportunities to make big impact, but sort of the unsung heroes or the people that are kind of doing that deep work every day or, you know, people that are young people that are, you know, maybe teenagers or young adults. And so that's what I'm excited about is really the journey. And I think, Jeff, that you and I've talked about this before, sort of the divine opportunity. You know, sometimes the universe aligns when you really make that commitment and you step forward. And that's what I'm excited about, making our way forward. So this is our first podcast, and we have our colleague Natalia, who beautifully gave us the introduction. But maybe you could just kind of close us out with a thought as we make our way forward.
Yeah, certainly. This has been exciting. You know, and I just wanted to mention, too, with our book, Impact It, there are so many stories of people who are making their way forward. And one of the things that has most inspired me about the book is that it is focused on, you know, everyone bringing their gifts and being able to offer that up, you know, to community, to our institutions. And that's one of the things that I want to do. I want to be able to bring my gifts and, you know, and to appreciate the gifts of others. And to use that as a way, as we're all trying to move forward. And so we want to invite our listeners to, you know, to be thinking about the gifts that they have, the things that they want to bring to the table, to think about the ways in which they are, you know, wanting to be creative, the ways in which their imaginations are being redeemed as they are, you know, being called to be a part of helping to rebuild our communities. And so, again, I'm just super excited to be doing this and very, very, I feel very blessed, honestly, to be working with people who are thinking about how we can all collectively bring our gifts to the table.
Thank you so much for joining us. We hope that listening to this podcast will help you to explore the many ways we might define entrepreneurship. Join us every other Wednesday for more episodes as we celebrate opportunity, learn from one another, and grow together. Subscribe to this podcast, connect with us on social media, and learn more about today's speakers at nacy.com/podcast. We look forward to making our way forward together with you.
Have you heard the exciting news? NACY recently released a new publication titled The NACY Playbook, Volume 1. All about how entrepreneurial mindset sets the new standard for success in communities and colleges. The NACY Playbook digs into entrepreneurial mindset and how practicing leadership with this framework creates an agile culture with space to innovate, co-create, fail forward, and accelerate growth. Entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial leadership require us to lean in, anticipate and recognize trends, manage change, be resilient, take risks, reflect, and rest in the knowledge that anything is possible. Learn from our innovative, insightful, generous network who navigates both challenges and opportunities entrepreneurially as we share what we've learned and how you might apply their experience to your work. We hope you'll be as inspired as we were. Learn more at www.nacyplaybook.com.